606 to talk 107.3 FM WBRP. Good morning, everybody. Brian Haldane here with you for the next 2 hours. Taylor Sharp producing, and we appreciate you joining us this morning. Got a busy Friday morning for you. So busy that I don't have the Super Regional on the rundown for today. That's how stacked up we got. Like, between the floods yesterday and more rain to come today, between the close of the legislative session and now the Morganza spillway is not going to open, or they've pushed back the opening, quote, indefinitely. Like, we stacked up these 2 hours in a heartbeat. So we might talk a little baseball in our 7 o'clock hour. I don't know, though. Anyway, here's what we do have for you, okay? A recap of the legislative session, audio from the governor on the legislative session. We've got Colonel Michael Clancy from the Army Corps of Engineers. Going to get a full explanation. Like, when I had the guy from the Army, Rene Poche. When I had him on from the Army Corps of Engineers earlier in the week, I asked, how certain are you that we're going to stick to this June 9th date? And he said 100%. That's a paraphrase. I didn't go back and look. I need to go back and look up the actual audio. But he basically said, yeah, as of right now, this is a go. And then a short time later, 48 hours later, they nixed that plan. Anyway, going to talk to Colonel Michael Clancy from the Army Corps of Engineers at 7:17. And we'll close out the show today. Foodie Friday's back. We're going to make some hamburgers up in here. Yeah, Mason's Grill is going to be around. That's going to be more on Facebook Live than it is on the air. But we're checking in with Mason's Grill at the end of the show today. That's the end of the show. The start of the show, top stories and trending.
Now, top stories and trending. Keeping you informed on the stories people will be talking about today. Number 5.
It's going to take us a little longer to get to who we want for president. Just here in Louisiana, that is. Louisiana is going to shuffle up election dates in 2020, moving the presidential primary from March to April because of Easter-related scheduling conflicts. Lawmakers made the adjustment in an elections bill that was sent to the governor. Under the change, Louisiana's presidential and municipal primary will be held April 4th of next year rather than its originally scheduled March 7th date. The 2020 primary will revert back to the first Saturday in March. After the 2020 primary, it will revert back to the first Saturday in March.
Number 4.
Deputies have arrested a former ticket clerk after it was discovered tens of thousands of dollars had gone missing in the town of Brule. West Baton Rouge Parish Sheriff's Office says Carlisa Askins was arrested Thursday for felony theft and malfeasance in office. I love the word malfeasance. Askins resigned in 2017 after an audit revealed she had taken two deposits from ticket fines for herself, and more than $81,000 had disappeared from the deposits of paid cash fines between 2015 and 2017. She was booked in the West Baton Rouge Parish Detention Center, where she's been held on a $25,000 bond. She had been employed by the town for 7 years.
Number 3.
Louisiana lawmakers have approved a $30 billion state operating budget in the final minutes of their legislative session, wrapping up a plan that includes the first significant statewide teacher pay raise in a decade. The budget for the financial year starting July 1st also will boost spending on colleges, health services, senior citizens, and public safety programs. The TOPS program will cover the full cost of tuition for eligible students. Foster care services will expand to cover more youth up to the age of 21. You will hear audio from the governor at the bottom of this hour talking about his wrap on the session.
Number 2.
The opening of the Morganza Spillway has been pushed back again, this time with no new date set. Army Corps of Engineers spokesperson Ricky Boyett says the river levels are coming in a little lower than originally projected. Quote, we're not going to open the spillway unless we have to, but I want to stress that we are in for a long, high river and we'll have to continue to monitor it and reevaluate on a daily basis, said Boyett. Boyett says it is possible the opening will still have to take place depending on weather conditions, producing a rain event that requires the operation. Officials are monitoring the levels on the river at Red River Landing, which is, of course, north of the spillway, to make sure the river level does not surpass the 62-foot mark.
Number 1.
Well, we all went through it yesterday. Severe weather impacting southeast Louisiana had produced road flooding and reports of multiple tornadoes. East Baton Rouge Parish Mayor President Sharon Weston Broom says floodwaters did result in one death, adding the heaviest rains came during rush hour yesterday morning. You just had more people on the roads at the time. Little update on that story. We said at least one weather-related fatality was reported. The coroner's office has identified the victim as 37-year-old William Jackson. Officials said his cause of death was accidental drowning. That's a look at your top stories presented by DaleBuysHousesNow.com. You can turn that ugly house into cash with DaleBuysHousesNow.com. They can take away the stress of selling your unwanted property. Look, if you've got a rental property and you're just tired of chasing people down for rent, you're done with that landlord lifestyle, check out DaleBuysHousesNow.com. If it's more than a single family dwelling, Dale is still your answer. He'll buy a duplex. He'll buy an apartment complex. He'll buy a trailer park. He'll buy a commercial property. And of course, if it is that single family dwelling and you're just done with it, check out DaleBuysHousesNow.com or give him a call at 291-8000 for DaleBuysHousesNow.com. That's a look at your top stories. Here is what's trending this morning. They say it happens in threes when folks pass away, and, well, New Orleans got its three. Mac Rebenack, more popularly known as Dr. John, passed away yesterday. Normally, the trending story has a few punchlines attached to it, a little yuck-yuck type jokes, but not today. The family of the Louisiana-born musician known as Dr. John says the celebrated singer and piano player who blended multiple musical influences with a hoodoo stage persona and gravelly bayou drawl has died. He was 77 years old. A family statement released by his publicist says Dr. John, Mac Rebenack, died early Thursday of a heart attack, 77 years old. So that's Dr. John dying right after Leah Chase died, right after Ronnie Virgins died. I know a lot of folks in Baton Rouge didn't know who Ronnie Virgins was, but if you grew up in New Orleans, you have a better chance of knowing that. They say the celebrities die in threes. Well, New Orleans got hit with their three. Dr. John is going to be sorely, sorely missed. He's just major music influence. And if you ever got to see him perform at Jazz Fest, then you got to see Shakespeare the way it was meant to be played. That's a look at what's trending at 6:12 at Talk 107.3 FM. We're going to check traffic, and I'm about to lose my mind over fantasy sports next. Six sixteen at Talk 107.3 FM WBRP. The Fox Business Report is coming your way in less than 4 minutes. This is normally where we do sports on this show. We have our sports segment here, and I got to divert a little bit today. And we're still talking sports, but I've got to bring it back to the legislative session. And here's why. Yesterday was the close of the legislative session, and yesterday, the fantasy sports bill, which had the sports betting bill tacked down to it, went to conference committee. It was actually two bills, 457 and 600. Went to conference committee, okay? Now, the reason it went to conference committee is because it went from the House, or was it Kirk Talbot? It's House to the Senate and then back to the House. And it kept getting more and more things tacked onto it along the way, right? It kept getting more and more things added to it that made it, it started as a one-page bill. When it went to conference committee yesterday, it was 11 pages long. You just kept adding things to it and adding things to it. Like, the bill, when it went to conference, what's supposed to happen in conference committee is, you know how in Empire Strikes Back, when the Millennium Falcon is stuck to it's not the Death Star, it's one of the big battleships, whatever. And he says, you know, when they break up their formation, they'll just detach all the garbage and float away. Detaching all the garbage is conference committee. That's what they're supposed to do. Just like Star Wars. And it was just supposed to float away. All the other stuff that got tacked on, all 11 pages, were just supposed to go away. But it went in conference committee, and it came out failing. It came out not passing. Now, here's the thing. This isn't just legislation that was proposed, okay? This is a mandate by the people. We went to the polls last fall. We went to the polls last November, and 47 parishes in the state of Louisiana said, we want fantasy sports. Now, you might be asking, Brian, why are you getting so up in arms about fantasy sports? It's just fantasy football, man. I mean, you can still play the free version. It's just a game. I'm not upset about fantasy. I'm a little upset about fantasy sports. But that's not the crux of why I'm upset. The main reason I'm upset is because we went to the polls, we told the legislature what we wanted, and they said, nah, we good. We gave them a mandate. This was the will of the people, and they turned it down. See, it doesn't matter if this was about fantasy sports or the state dog or something budgetary that might actually be important,
which this was revenue,
but none of that matters. What matters is the will of the people did not stand in the legislative session, and I'm never going to tell you what to feel, but I got to tell you, this makes me angry. I'm a 42-year-old man who's probably never lived up to his potential. Stealing a line from Aaron Sorkin right there. You don't want to be on my bad side when I do. If it takes fantasy sports to get me riled up, okay, fine. But this is a huge wake-up call. This isn't just bad legislation. This isn't just tax and spend. This isn't just wasted money. This is directly the will of the people being subverted blatantly in your face. So the long and the short of that is we don't have fantasy sports next year. And the long and the short of that is last November's election didn't matter. How you like waking up to that on a Friday morning? You thought it was sad when you heard Dr. John died? How about hearing your vote didn't matter? 47 parishes said yes. The legislature said, nah. You can't expect me to talk over this. We got to let this breathe for a minute. We got to let it play.
In the right place, but it must have been the wrong time. I done said the right thing, but it must have used the wrong line. I've been on the right trail, but I must have used the wrong car. Hit us in a bad place, and I wonder what it's good for. I've been in the right place.
627 Talk 107.3 FM WBRP, a legend, an absolute legend gone yesterday. It's gosh, you think about it. Leah Chase earlier in the week, and then Dr. John yesterday. It's a rough week for New Orleans. And for those that know who he was, Ronnie Virgits passed away last week as well. Funeral arrangements are pending for Dr. John. Goodness gracious. I mean, so many – right place, wrong time, obviously the one that we all know the most. But so many more wonderful – Such a Night was such a good song. Ooh, can I put in a request, Taylor? Such a Night at some point this morning. Okay. We are looking at more rain today, but the way I understand it is it's not going to be nearly what it was yesterday, and let's all thank God for that. But I do want to update you on everything that came across yesterday with the storms, because we had multiple reports from around the listening area about possible tornadoes. For example, up in Central, this coming to us from WBRZ, folks in Central are cleaning up after a possible tornado ripped through the Comete Hills West neighborhood Thursday morning. Surveillance video of Eileen Verkake's backyard shows the moments when a potential tornado rolled through the area. Quote, all of a sudden, I hear things hitting my kitchen window. The sound was so loud, I said it was a tornado. A trampoline is seen slamming against a tree in the backyard as pool toys fly around in a cyclone motion, all as she and her family were hunkered down inside. During the midst of all of it, run into the hall closet. Last about a minute and a half, we come out to all the debris. The sound of chainsaws cutting through the misting rain filled the air shortly after the storm passed. So you had that one going on in Central. Meanwhile, I don't know if you saw on Bluebonnet near Perkins at the Baton Rouge General. I'm sure you saw the video floating around yesterday. WBRZ had it. A number of news outlets had it. But just as scary, just as frightening, a potential tornado ripping through there. I was able to get out of the studio for a little while yesterday to go like drive around and assess, you know, call in reports with where there was still standing water and whatnot. So the area on Perkins near Bluebonnet, you could see a path where trees were just ripped out. I mean, and then, you know, DPW or whoever it was working on it was already on the scene, already working, already removing debris, but you had that one there. And then down in Ascension Parish, emergency officials say a possible tornado caused extensive damage there as well. According to the Galvez Lake Volunteer Fire Department, crews were called out to the Galvez area sometime Thursday morning. The department said most of the damage was reported along Beach Road, Shirleyville Road, and Chris Road. So that was over in Galvez. And oh, I was at Boogie on the Bayou yesterday, out at Vitalant, formerly known as United Blood Services, sitting down speaking with a guy. I want to say his name was Eric. Really good guy. But he was telling me about this tornado as well. He was saying there's no way it wasn't a tornado. And that's not the least of which. There were more down in Sorrento. There was an apartment complex on Florida Boulevard. It was basically all over town. We got hit hard. Here's CBS. 637 Talk 107.3 FM WBRP. Good morning, everybody. Brian Haldane here with you, and thank you for joining us this morning. Still a lot of cleanup to do from yesterday's storms. We'll get into some more of that a little bit later on. Driving around town yesterday, looking at damage and looking at the standing water on the roads and whatnot. Man, Burbank at Nicholson was like its own lake. Like, it wasn't just on the road and, like, up the sides a little bit. It was everywhere. Just submerged. Just, like I said, lake, his own lake. The Acadian Thruway Underpass. After I was done with Boogie on the Bayou, there was a blood donation drive yesterday at Vitalant off Essen. I'm coming back to the station, right? I'm like, let me hop off at Acadian since the off-ramp is open now and see if there's still standing water underneath there. It's about quarter after four-ish. So I hop off the off-ramp, and there's still standing water at the bottom, but you could see a Ford Mustang, and you could tell it had been completely submerged. It was it's always a weird scene after the water recedes, and we've seen it so many times in so many different places. The 2016 flood. I mean, take you back to Katrina when you'd see the water marks on the sides of all the houses. Oh, it's surreal. Seeing a Mustang. There was still standing water. They still had the underpass shut down. Still standing water, but there's this Mustang that, like, it had reemerged after being submerged. Kind of reminded me of that old, who remembers that Spanish galleon that used to be outside of Donaldsonville? And every time you cross the Sunshine Bridge, if the river was low, you'd see, like, the top of it. I don't know the backstory fully. I just know that there was, like, this imitation Spanish galleon that was docked near the Sunshine Bridge, and it sank. And they dug it up, and it sank again. And I want to say they dug it up again and it sank a third time. But, like, every time the river was low, you'd see it, like, poking out of the river. I wonder whatever happened to that boat. Anyway, legislative session wrapped up yesterday. Governor John Bel Edwards gave his assessment of what went through.
And so finally we were able to pass a budget that focuses on the things that we want to focus on. And I'm proud of the package of bills that we passed. And I'm just going to go through some of them. I already mentioned SCR by Blade Marsh. A $1,000 pay raise for teachers and other certificated personnel, $500 pay raise for school support personnel, and a 1.375% in the MFP per pupil amount. And I'll remind you one more time, 70% of that has to be spent in the classroom. That's why it's an investment in our children. Senate Bill 243 by Senator Blade Morris creates a dual enrollment framework task force. And we're going to move forward, and dual enrollment is going to be a real opportunity for our high school juniors and seniors in Louisiana. House Bill 391 by Representative Fall establishes the Veterans First Business Initiative, the first of its kind in our country, where we're going to have a searchable database in Louisiana run by LED so that if you want to engage a business owned by a veteran, you can do that. And we will create a designation that that veteran can use when he advertises or she advertises her business or puts it online or business cards, that sort of thing. Senate Bill 145 by Senator Ronnie Johns provides for the creation of a human trafficking victim services delivery model. Senate Bill 170 by Senator Francis Thompson creates a rural water infrastructure committee within the governor's office to actually statutorily follow up with what we've been doing more informally over the last couple of years, and it's making a tremendous difference across the state of Louisiana when it comes to rural water. Senate Bill 41 by Fred Mills. Senator Fred Mills provides relative to the regulation of pharmacy benefit managers. Senate Bill 46 by Senator Peacock enacts the Louisiana Cybersecurity Information Sharing Act. House Bill 243 by Dustin Miller creates a mechanism for rapid surveillance of overdoses in the state by enhancing data reporting of fatal and non-fatal drug overdoses where opioids are suspected or present. House Bill 585 by Representative Jimmy Harris adds structures located in opportunity zones to the property eligible to participate in the restoration tax abatement program. House Bill 578 makes a $700 million investment in transportation infrastructure in the state of Louisiana outside of what we normally do in the State Transportation Trust Fund. That is the largest investment in transportation infrastructure in the state of Louisiana since 1988. And I'm excited about that.
So I don't want to make it sound like they didn't get work done. Obviously, what the governor just laid out there was a lot of really good work that got done. Especially the, you heard him mention that bill by State Senator Ronnie Johns about human trafficking. Very important stuff. A lot of important stuff got done. But when you waste so much time on something as simple as, and I know I'm going right back to the same topic again, but you had a mandate from the people. All you had to do was set a tax rate and basic regulations, and it ended up being an 11-page long bill talking about fantasy sports and sports betting. And it shouldn't have even been and sports betting. When you waste the taxpayers' time on stuff like that, all the good work you do gets overlooked, because you know what's going to garner the headlines? Everything you did that wasted people's time. And it's a shame we're not celebrating Ronnie Johns this morning and celebrating that bill. I know we're not going to celebrate a rural water infrastructure bill, but that's important to a lot of Louisianans. Interesting story about what the governor had to say yesterday from his comments. We're going to get to it in just a second. But right now, got to take a quick break, check traffic in 2 minutes on Talk 107.3 FM.
Sweet confusion under the moonlight. Such a night.
6:46 to talk. I hate talking over this. Hope my wife is listening. This isn't her wedding video. It's a song about cheating. It's in our wedding video. That's never good.
And here I am, trying to steal you away from him. Oh, but if I don't do it, you know somebody else will.
6:47 to talk, 107.3 FM, WBRP. Brian Haldane here with you. Well, Dr. John and Such a Night. That's passing of a legend, man. 77-year-old Mac Rebenack died yesterday of a heart attack. New Orleans lost a legend. All right, the legislative session closed yesterday. And when I opened the show this morning, I said, we got a jam-packed show for you. And the reason for that is so much happened. When the governor opened his closing statements, there's a turn of phrase, open closing statements. When the governor opened his closing statements yesterday, he didn't even get to the legislative session until at least 60 seconds in. How often is it that you can close the legislative session and it's nowhere near the lead?
Well, I want to thank you all for coming out tonight for this press conference as we wrap up the regular legislative session in 2019. And before I get to those comments, I do want to acknowledge the death today in Baton Rouge, the drowning death of a victim of the storm, of the flood this morning that happened at the William Jackson. Very tragic. And our prayers go out to his family. And I do encourage everyone to please not drive in water when you don't know how deep it is. It's ultra hazardous. I also want to reiterate the announcement that came from the Corps of Engineers today, and that is that the Morganza Spillway will not open on Monday. I'm sorry, on Sunday. There is no date when they are saying that the opening will occur now, and so it's all going to be a matter of what they forecast the crest of the river to be and when, and so we're paying attention to that.
All right, so there's the session. 300. A $30 billion budget, raises for teachers, none of that's the lead. I think that just kind of exemplifies like how crazy yesterday was. And heading into the weekend, now that we know that the Morganza Spillway likely won't open. I know all the news reports have said it won't open, but there is still a chance. And the Army Corps of Engineers is still monitoring everything. And it's looking right now like it's not going to overall. But we're going to talk to the Army Corps of Engineers in our next hour. In fact, 7:17 is when we're talking with Colonel Michael Clancy from the Army Corps of Engineers to talk about how they got to this point, how it went from yes, but, to yes, but possibly never. So Michael Clancy will join us at 7:17. Right now, though, we're coming up on 6:50 at Talk 107.3 FM WBRP. Time to get the latest from Your Money Now.
At Talk 107.3 FM, WBRP, Brian Haldane here with you. CBS World News Roundup coming your way in 6 minutes. We're talking with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers at 7:17. And Foodie Friday makes its triumphant return today, presented by the Louisiana Beef Industry Council. That'll close out the show and then carry on Facebook Live as we do a little cooking show on Facebook Live today, right after the show is over with. Mason's Grill is going to be in the house making some burgers. And Taylor, I got emailed pictures of these burgers. I know it's early for a burger, but you're going to want to eat. This is going to be good stuff. So that's all still to come.
Brian, when I was in high school, I would eat pizza regularly for breakfast. I'm not going to have a problem.
Dude, pizza for breakfast is the best breakfast.
You know, Pizza Hut's box used to say, dinner now, breakfast tomorrow.
See? That's easily done, man. You're solving problems right there. You're knocking out two meals with one box. Okay, couple of quick stories, both relatively sports-related, one of them more so than the other. A Louisiana public school will be renamed after Tom Benson, the late owner of the New Orleans Saints and Pelicans, under whom the Saints won their first Super Bowl. News outlets report the Jefferson Parish School Board unanimously voted Wednesday to rename Theodore Roosevelt Middle School to Tom Benson School. Officials say they hope the renaming will provide new energy to the school, which the New Orleans Advocate reports has suffered from low scores. In a statement, the school board said the move was not due to any financial contributions made by the Benson family. The board said it's confident the Bensons will consider supporting the school in the future. Officials say students could meet Saints and Pelicans players and hear from team executives during career days. That'd be kind of fun. They renamed Theodore Roosevelt Middle School to Tom Benson School.
So, clearly, Tom Benson accomplished way more than Theodore Roosevelt.
Good enough for Mount Rushmore.
Absolutely.
Not good enough for a school in Kenner. The school was named Tom Benson School. Immediately, the principal threatened to move it to San Antonio if they didn't get tax money. Too soon? All right, moving on. Two of the biggest names in sports, Peyton Manning and Les Miles, were among the 11 that will be inducted this weekend into the Louisiana Sports Hall of Fame up in Natchitoches. Former LSU baseball coach and AD Skip Bertman hired Miles after Nick Saban left for the Miami Dolphins, if you want to scratch a wound. He's the winningest coach in the history of LSU, so he did his job, regardless of the fact whether he ate a piece of grass or misspoke at any time, said Bertman. That is such a great quote. He is the winningest coach in the history of LSU, so he did his job, regardless of the fact whether he ate a piece of grass or misspoke at any time. By the way, I hear Miles' acceptance speech is going to lead with a toss dive. Miles won 77% of his games while at LSU, including a national championship back in 2007. Peyton Manning led both the Colts and the Broncos to Super Bowl victories and goes down as one of the NFL's all-time greats. So that's going on up in Natchitoches. I have never been to the Louisiana Sports Hall of Fame, and I'm kind of ashamed to admit that. I mean, our boy Ronnie Rance is super involved with it. It's one of those ones that, like, you know, when we talk with Billy Nungesser about in-state vacations, about pick your passion or feed your soul, this is one of those ones that I think needs to be on my radar real soon. Have you been to Sports Hall of Fame? Hit us up on the app. Let us know on the app if you've been to the Louisiana Sports Hall of Fame and how was it. We're coming up on 6:58 right now, which means we are 2 minutes away from the CBS World News Roundup on Talk 107.3 FM.